All right. I'd like to welcome everyone to this episode of the Dalhousie Corporate Residency MBA podcast. My name is Andy Klumpis, and I am thrilled to be joined by my friend, Goritza Kirilik. She is in my first year class and currently on her corporate residency. Goritza, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you, Andy?
I'm doing well, thanks. How's your corporate residency going?
So far, so good. You know, I'm 3 weeks into it right now. So I'm enjoying just kind of getting to know the organization and, you know, kind of moving along and starting my project. And yeah, it's been kind of busy lately. So it's definitely picked up in the last couple weeks.
That's good to hear. So today, Goritza and I are going to be talking about a topic that I know is near and dear to everyone's hearts, especially if you are listening and you're thinking of applying for the summer session. And that is the GMAT. Goritza, how'd you do on the GMAT, just generally?
Generally, I did pretty well. I wrote it just one time, and you know, I was fairly satisfied with the results. So I just went along and applied. I did, you know, study quite a bit for it and do all kinds of preparations. And I actually, to tell you the truth, I wrote the GMAT way before I even applied for the MBA. I wrote it, in fact, like over a year before I applied because I knew I would do it, but I just kind of wanted to get a little bit of experience first in the work world. So, so I did pretty well overall.
That's good. I did well as well. I found that the GMAT was actually kind of fun to write. It was kind of fun to study for. I know that not everyone feels that way, but ultimately the GMAT is something that you have to do. And so we're going to talk a bit about tips and methods to do as best as you can on it. Goritza, what are your best study tips for the GMAT?
Okay, well, definitely, like I just mentioned, I wrote my GMAT like over a year before I actually applied. I was still in study mode. So try to write it when you're, like, not necessarily during your time in school, but don't try and write it at the end of the summer or something like that. You know, try and schedule it so you're still kind of in study mode, maybe immediately after exams. You give yourself a little bit of time to study for it and write it then. So definitely try and kind of schedule it at a good time for yourself. So that might not work for you. That's what worked for me. But definitely consider the schedule. The second thing is definitely devote like quite a bit of time to studying for this. You really do need the time. Like I spent probably maybe around 5 or 6 hours a day for a couple of weeks, just, you know, putting that time aside and just studying for the GMAT. Another thing too is use as many resources as you can for it. So for example, there are sessions provided at Dal, for instance, and I'm sure if you go to a different university, you might have some free sessions available to for studying for the GMAT. And there are courses that you can pay for. I didn't actually take advantage of that. I didn't, you know, take any of the courses, but I did get study guides and did, you know, many practice problems and whatnot. And these study guides can be quite expensive for some people. So my suggestion too is if you don't have the money for it or whatever, you know, go to the library because there are many of them offered, you know, and you can get the 2007 version, 2008, 2009. The type of questions hasn't really changed that much over the years. So even if you get an older version, it should work quite well. So those are kind of just some general tips that I have for you.
Okay. Oh, I agree with you completely. I found that it took me, I'd say, about 2 months of studying for a few hours, not every day, but as often as I could in the lead up to the GMAT. And within the 2 weeks before the GMAT, I was studying, I'd say, about 3 or 4 hours a day. Getting a really good book to practice with is incredibly important. If you want to make that investment, I would recommend the Princeton Review's most recent analysis of the GMAT. It provides you with the questions you need. It provides you with ways to go about the test. And also do a lot of the practice tests, which you can get from the GMAT website. And just if you Google it, GMAT practice tests, you'll be able to take actual tests to show how as you progress, the questions get harder. So that's very good advice, Goritza. On the day of the test, what do you think applicants and test takers, what advice would you give to them?
Well, definitely for me, and I'm sure with anybody else, I perform better after a good night's sleep. So don't, especially for the GMAT, this is a very long test, don't try and pull an all-nighter. Definitely get a good sleep. Try not to study the day of. It's another one of those things, like it's a really long test and you don't want to like overstress, overwork your brain right before the test. Make sure you have snacks with you if you get hungry or anything like that. Lots of fluids, the basic kind of, test taking, test day advice. But since it is a longer test than most of the tests that you'll do in school, you should maybe take that into consideration even a little bit more. So, what do you think, Annie? Did you kind of find that you did the same thing? Did you bring lots of snacks and try to
Yes,
test your brain before?
I had bottled water with me. I had some granola bars, and I had tried to go to sleep so that I could wake up 2 hours in advance, so that if anything went wrong, I'd have plenty of time still to get to where I was going. I knew exactly where I was taking the test. I'd walked there the day before. I gave myself a lot of time, and I tried to get a good sleep, but it is quite stressful to fall asleep the night before. So I recommend having if you're used to it, a good cup of coffee or tea when you wake up that morning. And as far as taking the test goes, you have to remember that because it is a long test, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. So when you first start it, take a deep breath, calm yourself down. You can afford to do that. Take your time with each question. If you reach one that's really hard to write, don't worry about it. Take some breaths, calm yourself down, and you're bound to do a lot better than if you reach a problem and you just panic. Ultimately, what it comes down to, Goritza, I remember when I was first learning about the Dalhousie Corporate Residency MBA last year, and they were talking about the GMAT. They said that the GMAT is important, but it's not something worth stressing out about that much. Dalhousie's MBA program is looking for well-rounded individuals. So even if you don't do well on the GMAT, but you can show that you are someone who is hireable, someone who is a good leader, and someone who will be a good fit in the program, you're going to have a very good chance of getting in.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. And I've heard a few people say to me that they're, studying to redo the GMAT. And, out of curiosity, I would ask them how they did the first time around. And they really didn't do too bad at all. And it's definitely not something that you want to, get hung up about. The GMAT score is one thing. Like there are various other things that they will consider in your application.
Definitely. All right, well, Goritza, thank you very much for being a guest on this program.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me.
All right, good luck to you on your corporate residency.
Thank you, Andy. You as well.
Thank you. For those who are listening, if you're going to be writing the GMAT soon, best of luck. Hopefully, this podcast was able to give you some advice and some help with it. If you have more questions, be sure to check out our website, dalmba.ca, where we have more tips about writing the GMAT, as well as info on GMAT work sessions where you can learn how to study and write the GMAT. Those are free, so if you're in the Halifax area, be sure to sign up. When you're on the website, you can also find out more about applying for the Dalhousie Corporate Residency MBA, as well as how to contact us. Again, my name is Andy Klumpis. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast.